Thirdly, Ratnasambhava. Ratnasambhava occupies the southern quarter of the mandala, and he's golden yellow in colour. His name means the jewel-born one, or jewel-producing one. And his emblem, naturally, is the jewel. And his mudra, his symbolic ritual gesture, is the Varada mudra, the symbolic gesture of supreme giving, which is just the open hand, like that. And it represents unlimited generosity, both material and spiritual. It represents especially the gift of the three jewels. And Ratnasambhava's animal is the horse. The horse is associated with the historical Buddha's departure from home. He left home on horseback at night in darkness, accompanied only by his faithful charioteer running behind. And the horse, in Buddhist symbolism generally, is the embodiment of speed and energy, vigour, especially energy in the form of prana, or vital breath. The horse very often symbolises prana. And in Tibetan Buddhist art, one very often finds the figure of a galloping horse, or horse seeming to rise through the air, carrying the three jewels on his back. And this figure suggests that only through the concentration and proper direction of all one's energies can one gain enlightenment or bodhi. And Ratnasambhava is the head of the jewel family, which includes the bodhisattva Ratnapani, as well as Jambala, the so-called god of riches, and Vasundhara, the earth goddess.